Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. Perek Zayin Mishnah Bet discusses the special status of a Bas Kohen. The daughter of a Kohen is born into the Shevet of Kehuna, and therefore she has a special status as part of that Shevet. And so as long as she is unmarried, of course, she's part of the family of the Kohen, and she has the full status of a Koheness. Now, when she marries a non-Kohen Yisrael, or a lady for that matter, she is essentially reassigned to another Shevet for the duration of the relationship. And when I say the duration of the relationship, it means as long as there is any remnant of that relationship left. So if they get married and they get divorced and they have no children, or the husband dies and they have no children, so that relationship is completely gone. And therefore, she returned to her status as a Bas Kohen. However, if after the marriage ends by death or by divorce, there are children remaining. So those children keep her in that relationship, as it were. And therefore, they keep her in her temporary reassigned status. And of course, most daughters of Kohanim who get married into another Shevet are not really temporary. The reassignment is temporary in the sense that it could end, but the anticipation is that it will be permanent. But when that reassignment happens, they don't intrinsically lose their status of Bas Kohen, right? They could come back to that under certain circumstances. This is reflected in a number of things, including the punishment for adultery. The punishment for adultery, typically for a man who commits adultery with a married woman, or for the married woman who commits adultery, is chenek, right? It's one of the four death penalties done by the Sanhedrin, chenek, choking, strangulation. However, the Bas Kohen has a higher punishment, a worse punishment. She gets sreifa, a burning, which is, you will learn about what exactly is involved in each of these misos when we get up to Maseches Sanhedrin in a while. But suffice it to say that sreifa is a higher level, worse punishment than chenek. And so the Bas Kohen, when she is married to a Jew, if she commits adultery, she will be punished by sreifa, as opposed to everybody else who commits adultery, man, male or female, who gets chenek. So our Mishnah says, Bas Kohen shenisses l'Yisrael. So we have a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael. As we said, her Kohen status is, in effect, suspended. And then, while married to the Israel, she ate truma by accident, right? She was visiting her parents' house and she wasn't thinking, and she picked up some truma and she ate it. Mishalemes is a keren, ve'ena mishalemes is a chomesh. She pays the keren, right, because she took something that didn't belong to her and she has to return it, but she does not pay the chomesh. Why not? Because her kohen status is still there intrinsically. And since she's not allowed to eat the truma, right, because she is not a Bas Kohen anymore, she's an Hashis Yisrael. However, intrinsically, she is part of that kahuna, and therefore she's not truly a zar, a foreigner, right, a non-Kohen. And therefore she doesn't pay the chomesh. She doesn't, again, this is different than the previous Mishnah where we said she's not, that the person was not able to get the kapara. She does not require this kapara. She doesn't have to pay the chomesh because she doesn't require kapara in that sense. And the reason for this is, again, because she maintains some of her kahuna status, and that is why the Mishnah mentions, and by the way, we know that she keeps her kahuna status because umisasa b'sreifa. We know that if she would commit adultery, she would get sreifa as a punishment. So we see that she, even though she's married to Yisrael, intrinsically, she still has some aspect of kahuna in her, and therefore, she's not truly a zar, and she does not pay the chumash. Now, if a Bas Kohen marries or has relations with outside of the framework of marriage with a pusel. A pusel is defined in this context as someone who is forbidden to marry any Jewish woman or who is otherwise forbidden for her to marry, like a mamzer, like a ger mitzri, like a if she is marrying a Kohen Gadol and she is an Almana, right? So, or if she is a divorcee and she wants to marry a Kohen. So if she marries or has relations with someone who is she forbidden to marry, she becomes a Chalala. A chalala is a ruined kohen or a ruined koheness. And so her kohen status, her kohuna status is ruined. It's compromised, severely damaged. She is no longer eligible to marry a kohen, and she is no longer able to eat truma. Even if she's single, she can't eat truma in her father's house. If she, again, as we said before, if her marriage and anything related to it ends and she returns to her father's house, she does not return to her kohuna status because she is a chalala. So, in our Mishnah, niseis le'echad mikol ha'psulin. So if this happens, a bas kohen marries one of the people she's not supposed to marry. So then, mishalemes keren v'chomesh u'misasa b'chenek, the very mayor. Very mayor says, since she is a chalala, she is essentially a non-kohen, and she is considered a czar, and therefore all of the laws of regular Yisrael apply here. She would have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh because she has to pay the punishment because she's a non-kohen. She lost her kuna status entirely. And if she should commit adultery, she gets chenek because she is no longer a bas kohen. She is now a chalala, and that ruins her kuna status entirely and is considered a czar. The Chachamim say, no. It's true that it ruins her kuna status, but she still has kuna status. It's ruined, yes. She can't go back and eat truma ever. And she can't marry a kohen. But it is not gone. And therefore, she is still not considered a czar, a non-kohen. And therefore, zovazo, whether she married a Yisrael or she married a pasul, mishalmos is a keren, ve'ina mishalmos is a chomesh. They pay the keren because they have to return what they took, but they don't pay the chomesh because they still have some kuna status enough to be considered not a czar. And umisasan besreifa. And they would still, even if she was with a pasul or marries a pasul, and then commits adultery with him or with a future husband, she would get sreifa, not chenek, because she is still a bas kohen.